Dumb, dumb, so dumb, Dylan.
Dylan versus the world.
On the Zone at 91.3. Here's your host, Jason Lamb.
Hey.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Dylan versus the World on a Thursday morning. I thought you said it was going to be nice.
Well, just give it a chance, Holmes. Okay, give it a chance. Give it a chance.
All right, a little gray out there right now, but that's okay. It is wintertime after all. Not officially, though.
Not officially.
No, I know. I realize that's still technically fall, but you know, what are you going
to do? How many days we have? We got 11 days left of fall, man.
11 days left of fall. Dylan, a win for you yesterday. No, a loss for you yesterday. That's right. I remember now because we were saying, okay. You know what? Don't talk to me about that. So, Dylan, how are you feeling today?
You brought it up, man. I don't know. I feel great. Thank you.
That's great.
I'm a Thursday kind of guy.
Are you a Thursday kind of guy?
Yeah.
Thursdays are good, aren't they? They're just, you know, hey, you've gotten through the bulk of your week. Friday's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. Feeling pretty good. Mm-hmm. Let's welcome your contestant. We have a brand new player this morning. We have Molly on the line. Hello, Molly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Very well, thank you. What are you up to this morning?
I'm in the car with my two kids.
Uh-huh.
Hi!
Hi! On your way to school?
We have Amelia, who's 9, and Davey, who's just about 3.
Okay, sorry, I didn't catch the first name. Then
Celia.
Celia is 9,
Celia
and Davey is 3.
Great names.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome.
Oh, sorry. He's not 3 yet. He's still 2.
Oh, he's still 2. Way to be
correct.
Don't
you dare take a year away from me, mother.
Exactly. When you're a kid, you want to get every moment you can there. So
tell you what, Davey, when you look back on the year that you were 2, 2020, you'll prefer that you just skipped right through it.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Very nice. So off to school to drop off Celia, I guess, and then home with Davey, or is Davey going to preschool or daycare?
Davey's going to preschool, yeah.
Very good. And then what are you up to for the rest of your day?
And then I'm going to go to my salon and do some hair. First night of Hanukkah tonight.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Oh,
that's
exciting,
great.
Yeah.
That's the Festival of Lights.
Give your hair salon a plug,
yeah, please.
Molly.
Give it, no pun intended.
It's Grey Gardens.
Where's that?
Grey Gardens Beauty Parlor. I'm just my own little spot downtown on Johnson. Same building as the Ginger Group, but different salon.
Oh, love it. Cool. Grey Gardens downtown. Get your hair did at Grey Gardens. Molly will take care of you.
And drink Discovery Coffee and go to Poliachi's.
I knew this was this, Molly.
Oh.
Oh, yes. So Molly's husband, Logan, owns Disco, and Molly's dad is the legend that owns Pegs.
Your dad is Howie Siegel?
He is.
Okay, so a little story here. I know we're running late, probably, but I don't care.
Yeah, no, I'm sure Molly just is not sick and tired of hearing stories about her dad.
When I was 18 years old, my buddy Chris and I went and spent a weekend on Laskiti Island. You know what that is?
Oh my God.
Laskiti Island is a little hippie island with no electricity where they used to grow, still do, but grew marijuana for decades. And like a lot of Vietnam draft dodgers live there and stuff. My buddy Chris,
so
like,
far, fantastic story
for
the kids.
Sorry about that. So we go to Laskiti Island and we're like, my buddy Chris is like, yeah, my friend has this cabin. I'm like, oh, who is his cabin? Well, it's not really his cabin. So we squatted in this cabin. It was Howie Siegel's old cabin. And I found his old driver's license from the late 60s sitting in there. Yes. Yes. I took it. I still have it somewhere. Yes.
Oh, my God.
I have your father's driver's license from, like, 1967.
When he was illegally squatting in his cabin. Wow.
And he was living in his cabin on Laskiti.
Molly, here's what we've really learned. If you give Jason the opportunity, he will rock your world with a story about the life he has lived.
Absolutely. I'm sure I still have it somewhere. If I find it, Molly, I'm going to find it and give it to you.
Amazing. I would love to have that.
Yeah. Also that night, there was mice everywhere in this cabin, like everywhere, and there was a cat, and I woke up in the morning, we had a bit of a night, and I woke up first thing in the morning to this horrible sound, and it was a cat barfing right beside me. And I woke up, and all around my head were mouse pieces of mice in vomit all over me. It was disgusting.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was quite an adventure.
Oh my God! Let's just give the family mugs, man, and be over with it. All right, let's get to the game.
Your dad's a legend, Molly. Okay. That's awesome. Okay, Molly.
You're a legend, Molly. I've met you. You're fantastic,
Molly and kids. Thanks. Let's get to the game, indeed. Okay, so this is how it's going to go. I'm going to give you two topics to choose from. You're going to pick the one you like the best. You're going to get the first question. When you get it right, if you get it right, you'll get a point. If you get it wrong, Dylan gets a chance to steal it. Back and forth, you will play. One of you will get two questions correct and be declared the winner. And yes, a mug will be yours if you win. Okay. Let's go. Your two topics.
I'm so nervous because I answer all the questions every morning, and Celia is desperate for me to call in because she thinks that I'm going to win, but now I just know I'm going to win.
Don't be nervous, Molly. You got this. You got this. Don't worry. Here we go. Your two topics, Molly, they're both kind of to do with movies. So topic number one is movies with colors in the title, or a color in the title. Movies with a color in the title, or movie soundtracks.
Ooh. Movie soundtrack? I don't think I'm going to be good at that. I'm going to go with movies with the color in the title.
Movies with color in the title. Question number one. What is the title of the 1985 Oscar-winning movie directed by Steven Spielberg that was also a novel and a Tony Award-winning Broadway play, among other things?
Oh,
my God. 1985.
Steven Spielberg. Oprah Winfrey's in it.
Oh, now we're just giving extra
credit. Yeah.
Oh,
Molly.
You know it.
Come on, Molly.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll give it to her. Color Purple.
Did you say it?
Yes.
Okay, the Color Purple is absolutely correct. Sorry, I didn't hear you. Color Purple. Not only does it have a color in the title, it's got the word color in the title and a color in the title. All right, very good.
I'm just
color
over purple. Here being a pushover because I'm trying to get a lifetime supply of those breadsticks.
You want those breadsticks? Oh, my God. Oh, the Hemingway pasta. There was, bring that on.
Hemingway, don't worry.
Okay, question number two is over to Dylan. That's 1-0 for Molly. Dylan, to tie it up. Dylan.
Yes.
What movie that starred Charlton Heston, the legendary actor, from 1973, has a classic line at the end where he mentions the name of the title of the movie, followed by, "Is people?"
What year, sorry?
1973.
Is people, it's something green. Something green. Soylent Green? Soylent Green? Soylent Green? Yeah. Soylent Green.
Soylent Green. Soylent Green. Soylent Green is people! Soylent Green. Yes, we'll give that to you.
My father screams that in our faces weekly growing up.
Are you serious? Amazing. Wow.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Okay, but we are tied up at one apiece now, and we go over to Molly to win this thing. Molly.
Yes.
What 1980? We're staying in the 80s here for you. What 1986 John Hughes movie starred Molly Ringwald, Andrew McCarthy, and John Cryer?
Pretty in Pink.
Oh, Pretty in Pink.
Like, she nailed just it.
Not even a hesitation. Absolutely correct. Oh, Molly. Celia, Davey, you have won a mug. Nice job.
Amazing. Hold the line.
Hold on.
You've been listening to Dylan versus the World, brought to you by Volkswagen Victoria. Visit VWVictoria.com.